From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank. He's best known to Americans as the George Washington of Latin America, but Simón Bolívar, South America's 19th-century independence hero, was a much more complicated figure. Admirers call him the founder of Latin American democracy. Critics call him the archetype of the region's dictatorial caudillos. Peruvian-born author and Washington Post writer Maria Arana has powerfully captured that epic paradox in her new biography, Bolívar, American Liberator. She joins us now to talk about the book and the man. It's great to have you, Marie.
Thank you so much for having me, Tim.
In your native South America, especially Venezuela, where Bolívar was from, he's more than a hero. To many people, he's practically a god. Did that make it harder to write this biography?
It did in so many ways, and in so many ways that go way back to 200 years ago. The literature on Bolívar tends to be either hagiography. They love him, they adore him far too much to see the picture realistically, or they despise him. He was also as despised as he was loved in many countries that he liberated. The fact that is fascinating to me today, you know, people don't rally shouting George Washington's name, but they rally in Caracas, in Venezuela, and in the other Bolivarian countries, shouting Simón Bolívar's name. It's really quite astounding.
Bolívar has been the subject of no less an author than Gabriel García Márquez. What did you want to convey that's been missing from other treatments of El Libertador?
I wanted to bring his story alive in the most dramatic way. I think so many of the really good books on Bolívar tend to be very academic and very fixed on the military exploits, which are considerable and which are very interesting. But I wanted to bring the man alive in a more immediate way, in the way that I wanted to read about him. And you know, the wondrous part of it is that there is so much color, and much of that color is in his own words, because he was a marvelous writer, and he wrote a lot of letters describing, you know, everything from his own health to the battlefields and what he was going through, and the really tremendous effort prosecuting the wars of independence. I mean, this is a man who rode 75,000 miles on horseback.
You emphasize that South America at that time was an impossibly chaotic continent.
The American Revolution in the North American story is so different from the South American model. Latin America had been a melting pot of races for 300 years, so we were talking about a very different story. When he was riding victoriously through city after city, liberating regions, he was given a lot of glory in the process. But it quickly, as you say, became quite chaotic, because in order to win independence, you were fighting not only a revolution, but a civil war.
Describe to us Bolívar the Democrat.
He was truly a man of the Enlightenment. He was inspired by Rousseau and Voltaire and Montesquieu, and by Thomas Paine especially.
You write that Bolívar was, quote, dangerous to anyone who would press for full democracy. He could be a dictator.
Indeed. He began to feel that Spain had so infantilized its colonies that they really had no concept of how to be responsible democratic citizens. And so he became quite hardened.
Well, Marie, thanks very much for joining us, and congratulations on writing such a wonderful biography.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Bolívar, American Liberator. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Tim Padgett.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.